This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you had a spare $400 to spend on whatever you wanted, what would it be? A weekend getaway? A new flat screen TV? Clothes, maybe? How about spending it where you work? Yeah, no, I didn't think so. And yet there is an industry where workers spend an average of more than $400 a year on the job out of their own pockets. Teachers. They are buying paper and pencils sometimes, yes, but also actual educational content, handouts and worksheets and lesson plans. And they are buying it increasingly from a source you might not expect. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has that story.
You gotta go.
The East New York Middle School of Excellence takes up the second floor of a brick fortress in one of Brooklyn's poorest neighborhoods. Between periods, Devin Whittam is walking up and down the tiled hallways, looking for a laptop, hustling late students.
Get to class, please, you guys.
And beating herself up over last period, when she did a lesson on pronouns for some of her English language learners, native speakers of Arabic, Spanish, and Bengali.
I felt like it was too hard for my newcomer and too easy for the kid who's been here for 2 years, and I think probably was right at the right level for one student.
Is that a relative success or?
No. I mean, ultimately, no.
Whittam, like every other teacher in New York's public schools, is supposed to get all these kids to the same level, the same set of middle school Common Core standards, even when a seventh grader is currently reading English at a first grade level. And the school doesn't have a curriculum for that.
When I feel like the expectations on me feel impossible, it's easy to sort of get really angry. But at the same time, I'm the teacher. I'm the one who is ultimately determining how good of an education they're getting.
Last year, she worked through lunch and late at night, planning up to 6 different lessons a day. And when that got unsustainable, like millions of her colleagues, she looked for help online.
So I have 17 things that I purchased last year.
She bought reading guides, worksheets, a game for second graders where kids pull facts out of a bag and guess the main idea that unites them.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. I use this with a few students, actually.
Because the school only reimburses a small fraction of teacher expenses, Whittam bought all this with her own money. But she didn't buy it on Amazon or from some big publisher like Pearson. She bought it through teacherspayteachers.com, an online marketplace where the sellers are other teachers.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome.
Like Chris Cadalzo.
So this is my store.
From her laptop in her uptown Manhattan apartment, she sells math lessons.
My bestseller is the third grade fraction unit. I've sold 452 of them.
And so that comes to $5,658.
Yeah, 2 cents.
It sounds like a windfall, until you divide by the 200 hours it took to turn her teaching notes into that polished downloadable package, and the hundreds more hours spent on her blog, Facebook, Pinterest, to make her fraction unit stand out in a field of more than a million products.
It's so much work and so much time, and it's really a huge investment.
But an investment that's paying off for a lot of teachers. Cadalzo's store averages $3,000 a month, and she's not even in the top 500 sellers on Teachers Pay Teachers. Adam Fried is the website's CEO.
Last year, our community transacted about $45 million worth of classroom materials.
If it were a publishing company, it would be in the middle tier of its market, according to industry analyst Kathy Mickey.
A $45 million company is a decent-sized company.
And this year, it'll be nearly double that, and we see the growth rates only accelerating.
Well, that would be, I mean, yes, then they're becoming a major player.
The fact that they're selling so much is kind of mind-boggling.
Sam Abramovich is a professor of education informatics who's studied the website.
In the sense that the funds for this are not coming from school districts. They're not coming from textbook publishers. This is teachers spending money out of their own pocket.
He thinks that tells you two things.
It tells you, A, that teachers have this huge need for resources that are not being met through other means, and B, that they value resources created by each other.
Schools and school districts still look to the big publishing companies when they need a new textbook. But teachers, when they need to turn that text into a lesson that'll engage 25 kids in an East New York classroom, they increasingly look to other classrooms, and they're willing to pay for what they find. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.